Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 35, and it came to pass that he was come nigh unto Jericho. A certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass by, asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. And he cried so much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood. He was walking. But he stood. Stopped. This blind man's cry stopped Jesus in his tracks. And commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Ooh-wee. Man, here he is standing before the King of the universe now. What an opportunity. Amen. That's better than the fellow that won all the groceries that he could carry out of the store in 30 minutes. Amen. I mean, he said, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Amen. And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Did you ever realize how precious your sight is? Every one of you have two miracle eyeballs, without which we would not be able to appreciate each other near so much tonight. We couldn't see the colors, the sunshine, the green, the flowers, as nature puts on its new clothes in the springtime. We couldn't see it if we didn't have eyes. Couldn't see our little children. Couldn't see our mother's face. Couldn't see our daddy's gray hair. Amen. Our ears would take over partially if we were fortunate enough to have hearing. Amen. And we would have a keener sense of hearing. And our smell would take over. We'd have a keener sense of smell. But oh, that multi-million dollar eyesight. Amen. You're rich tonight. You can see. You can see. You can see. Ain't God good? Even the sinner rebelling against him, God lets him see. Praise God. He can see. Amen. Oh, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Amen. That's what he asked him for. You know what he got? And Jesus said to him, receive thy sight. Receive thy sight. How did he say it? What tone of voice did he use? Was he deep-throated, bassy? Or was he high-pitched in his voice? Oh, I can imagine there was such a passion in his voice. Such a feeling in his voice. That burned away down deep inside. Those boys that walked with him didn't know who he was when they walked to Emmaus with him, but they said later, did not our hearts burn within us? Amen. His voice started a fire on the inside. Praise God. He said, receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. Oh, what if you could hear it tonight? What if you could envision it tonight? Are you listening to me? Amen. Don't miss it for anything. Amen. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Amen. Amen. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they said, Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. Praise God. He said in so many words to himself, I think he might have said this to himself, I can't let him get away. I can't let this moment pass. I'll never have this chance again. I'd like to challenge you tonight, don't let him get away. Amen. Jesus passing by. Amen. Was this a test? Amen. An anxious inquiry here. Praise God. Hey. Oh, hallelujah. And then when he finds out that Jesus is passing by, he begins shouting. And when they tell him, don't be disturbing the peace like that. Don't be so obnoxious with your shouting. Amen. He just shouted louder. What would you do? Amen. He begins shouting louder. Cried out, the Bible said. When you cry out, that's just about as loud as you can holler. Amen. Oh, glory. Glory. Don't let him get away. He wouldn't let him pass by. Praise God. I mean, he was determined not to let him. It didn't make any difference what anybody said. He wasn't going to miss this opportunity. Oh, let me touch the hem of his garment as Jesus passes by. Just let me feel the thrill of his presence and know that he is nigh. Hold to my hand, O blessed Redeemer. Don't let me lose the way. Teach me to follow after thy footsteps. Abide with me each day. That song came right out of this Miami Valley. I heard it way down in Arkansas. Years ago, before I even knew the Miami Valley existed, I heard Jimmy Skinner singing, don't let me miss this day of salvation. Let me touch the hem of his garment as Jesus passes by. Praise God. Don't miss it, folks. Don't let it get away. Amen. Jacob realized his opportunity was here. Amen. The Bible said there wrestled with him an angel. I mean, Jacob got in a wrestling match with an angel and he would not let him go. Amen. He wrestled in desperation. He wrestled like a hungry man will wrestle for a bone. Amen. He wrestled like a pauper. Praise God. And he became blessed like a prince. That's what his name became changed to. From Jacob, a supplanter, a cheat. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. To Israel. Amen. A prince of God. He wrestled like a pauper and came away. Praise God. A prince. Glory to God. This is the one chance of a lifetime. You'll know it. You better know it when it happens. Is this it? Praise God if it is. Don't fumble it. This is it. Don't be bashful. Whatever you do. Amen. If you stutter, stutter loud. No, you mean business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Esther realized her opportunity had came. Praise God. Oh, it took a little doing. I mean, Mordecai had to write her a red-hot letter. Said, who knoweth the... Amen. But what thou art come to the kingdom for just such a time as this. If thou at this time hold thy peace, thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and enlargement and deliverance shall arise from another place. But who knoweth? But what thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. She sent word back to Mordecai. Amen. Call a fast 3 days, and I and my maidens, her servants, would fast. She hadn't been called before the king, but she was about to call unexpectedly. She could have been killed. Amen. The guard could have killed her, but they didn't. Amen. Praise God. And she realized with her life in her hand, she became bold. Amen. Live, die, sink, or swim. Life in hand. Amen. She seized upon the opportunity and wouldn't let it go. And saved not only her own household, but all of the captives. Amen. In Shushan. Glory to God. David was bold before Goliath. This stripling of a youth came into camp loaded down with food, provision for his brothers, praise God. Amen. And at the same time he came into camp, Goliath challenged Israel, and he didn't see anybody accepting the challenge. Israel had no champion. And David couldn't stand that. And we ought not to stand it either. Hallelujah. If nobody will go. I'll fight him. Woo! And he did. His brothers rebuked him and said, I know your pride and your arrogance, and you're just down here, amen, to see the spectacle of the fight, to be entertained. Get on back to those few sheep. Amen. Is there not a cause? Why does that make any difference? And the reason I'm here, nobody's going, I'll go. Maybe he didn't realize all that he said. Amen. It's a good thing sometimes we don't know too much. Maybe he didn't think what it would mean if he lost that battle, that all Israelites become servants of the Philistines. My opinion is that he didn't need to know that. He didn't have nothing to lose anyway. There's going to become servants to the Philistines sooner or later anyway if God didn't give them a leader. If God didn't give them a champion, praise God, they're going to become servants to the Philistines anyhow. Hallelujah. David said, I'll go. Hallelujah. When Saul himself, the spirit had departed from him, and he was afflicted with cowardice and anointing was gone. David still had it. He had sung the devils away from Saul in his younger days. Amen. I mean, played the harp. Praise God. Now here he is, grown up a little bit more. Amen. Maybe a few more whiskers than he had before, but a stripling of youth. Amen. And he said, I'll fight him. Hallelujah. David realized it was the chance of a lifetime. His big chance to be champion. The winner is the champ. Amen. Hallelujah. You know the rest of the story. Woo, glory to God. 5 smooth stones out of the brook. I've been down in that brook a few times. Amen. Used to have some smooth stones out of the brook. Amen. But they've been lost in the shuffle. Praise God. David picked 5 smooth stones. Great messages have been preached on why David picked 5 smooth stones. Brother Havis Crawford preached, ye must be born again. Amen. Fine, smooth stones. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I think the real reason, the literal reason was, amen, way down deep inside, something told him Goliath's got four more brothers. Amen. He's going to get them too before the battle's over. Hallelujah. And they did. They did. Hallelujah. Don't let it get away. Praise God. Don't drag our flag at a time like this. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Sergeant Alvin York's company was pinned down by murderous German machine gun fire. Amen. The Germans were picking off their men. They were entrenched deeply. Amen. And it seemed that there was nothing that anybody could do. Amen. They were losing men right and left. His leader, amen, had been shot. Praise God. And Sergeant York, amen, could still run. He could still dive. He could still take cover. And when he got up and shot, he shot straight. He hit his mark. Amen. He shot the last one. Amen. Of the Germans that was manning the machine guns, and the last one hid. Amen. And he gobbled like a turkey, and he stuck his head up. Amen. And he got him. He clambered over the wall and turned the machine gun right down the trenches on the Germans. The Germans thought they'd been attacked by superior numbers. Amen. Sergeant York shot so well and so accurate and killed so many so quick. Amen. They all waved a white flag, and about 120 men surrendered to one man. He marched them back to his compound. They said, we can't take them. He marched them to another, said, we don't have room for them. He marched them to another one. Amen. For he finally found room. I don't know how many times he had to stop before he had a place to put his prisoners. One man, single-handed, wouldn't let go. Amen. Don't hesitate. Do something. Praise God. You say, I don't have the tools. Amen. Samson didn't either. He found him a jawbone. Whoo! Glory to God. Amen. Amen. One old boy found him an ox goad. That's a sharp stick that's got a sharp end on one end to punch the ox with. Amen. And he used that for his weapon. Praise God. Woo! Glory to God. Gideon picked his weapons out of a garage sale, I guess. Amen. A few garage sale items, you know, so a few thrift store items, you know, a bunch of lanterns and a bunch of candles and a bunch of pitchers. Praise God. Amen. And a few trumpets. Amen. With a few rusty, trusty trumpets, a bunch of lanterns down in their pitchers, they surrounded the camp, praise God, and Gideon went for broke. Woo! Glory to God. This is high stakes, brother, when 300 men surround a whole army. And he said, when I give the signal, all y'all break your pitcher. When they broke the pitcher, that let the light shine. Amen. When you let your light shine, I want you to sound your trumpet and shout, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Well, the Lord had already troubled, amen, the Midianites with dreams that night. He already had them all in a dither. Amen. They were already mentally distressed princes. Amen. And anything now would set them in rout. It wouldn't take very much. Amen. A feather in the wind was all that was necessary. Praise God. God was about to fulfill prophecy. They were about to march to victory. The next day, amen, food would be sold in the gate of Samaria for a tremendous small price. Amen. When just the day before, a mule's head or a cab of dove's dung would sell for a tremendous price. Amen. Because there was no food left in Samaria. Elisha said, tomorrow, about this time, amen, they'll be selling bread in the gates like hotcakes for pennies. Praise God. The Lord on whose shoulder the king leans said, if God opened the windows of heaven, that wouldn't happen. And you know what? His unbelief denied him the opportunity to see the glory. Amen. The crowd trampled him in the gate trying to hold him back and went to victory. Praise God. Hey, don't give up. Don't turn loose. Don't quit. Don't be bashful. Amen. Don't have the tools. Use what you got. You can tell what kind of stuff a man's made out of by the good use he makes out of the tools he's got. Amen. Hobo knocked on my door when I was pastor of a church at Middletown, right, living right beside the church and right beside the road. We got every hobo in the country. Amen. And he inferred that he might like to work, so I gave him a pick and a shovel. Amen. And put him to work back what used to be the dog pen, Brother Setzer. Amen. To digging up the garden. And watched him around the corner. That peep around the corner once in a while. He threw down the pick, cursed the shovel, walked out of that dog pen, and I never saw him again. He wasn't that hungry. Amen. He didn't like that pick and shovel. Amen. Whew, glory to God. Amen. Cursed the pick and shovel and quit. He wasn't that hungry. Wasn't nothing wrong with the tools. But I found out why he was a hobo. Amen. He didn't want to work. He was lazy. He was so lazy he'd rather starve than to work. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of people like that. Amen. I mean, we've got tools tonight. The book of Hebrews said, we have an altar. What a tool that is. Man, you give Abraham an altar and he'll pray through on it. Glory to God. Give Samuel an altar. Praise God. He'll offer a sacrifice. Amen. And bring God and Israel back together. Glory to God. And sway the kingdom for erring kings in the right direction. Glory to God. Give Samuel an altar and he'll pray through and the battle will be won. Amen. Give Elijah an altar. Praise God. And he'll put a sacrifice on it and bring the fire. Glory to God. And then pray down the rain. Hallelujah. Double barrel blessing. Glory to God. Amen. Give the false prophets an altar and they'll mess around all day. Cut themselves and scream and holler. Amen. And then go home and have a party without the rain. Hey. Amen. Samuel had already prayed through before he got to Mount Carmel. Amen. He prayed a 63-word prayer. Praise God. And the fire fell, licked up the sacrifice, burnt the rocks. Amen. And sent the steam up in a puff of, sent the water up in a puff of steam. Amen. It took a little longer to get the rain because it'd been a long time since it rained. He kept sending his servant back, but he had a hold of it and he wouldn't let go. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Seven times he prayed. Amen. With his head down between his knees. You can tell what a preacher's made out of by what use he makes of his altar. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. We have an altar. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Watch what we do with it. Amen. I watch what people does with the altar. Amen. I watch when preachers don't pray. I watch when people, everybody's praying in church and a whole bunch don't care whether they pray or not. Amen. I watch when people's praying around the altar. Amen. And bunch of preachers shaking hands and gold bricking. You know, they need to get a hold of God. They need it desperate. They need it worse than anybody. Amen. Out there shaking hands, slapping people on the back. Amen. Hey! Food, fun, and fellowship can wait. What good is it if we don't make good use of our altar? Amen. Many a time fellowship meeting is spent. We don't see Jesus, we see each other. Hey, it's good to see each other, but it's good to see Jesus. Amen. We shake glad hands with the elders and slap each other on the back and see how fat the old folks are. Learn all the babies' names. Amen. And don't pray through. Well, say ocho me or something. Praise God. Hey, we need to grab hold. Praise God. Amen. Told a story, amen, of the dogs is desperate. They hadn't treed anything, and so they, out of desperation, barked, treed up an empty tree. Amen. And one of the dogs didn't see anything much to bark about. Amen. And so the other dog spoke to the other dog and said, grab a root and growl. Amen. I tell you what, sometimes we need to at least grab a root and growl. I'll tell you what we're doing. We're leaving it up to somebody else to do our praying for us. We're leaving somebody else to do it for us. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do something? Yeah, why don't you? If we ever learn who them is, we'll hang him by a sour on a sour apple tree by the thumbs till he hollers calf rope. Amen. If we never find who them is. Praise God. Why don't they? Why don't they? You're they! Why don't you? Praise God. We're it. This is all we'll have. This is all the time we're going to have. This is all the opportunity we're going to have. Amen. Wouldn't it be terrible, bless God, to see all of our life and spend the last of our days blind? This blind man got healed and spent the rest of his days seeing. Wouldn't it be terrible to live for God for years and spend the last days backslid? Amen. Away from God, cold. Amen. Question, why don't they? Hey, the service won't be no better than you worship. Service won't be no better than you get in. Glory to God. Oh, they this and they that and they something else. I'm so tired of hearing they. Hey, pray through. Get right with God. Get on fire. Don't let the moment pass. You're not going to live long. At the most, you're not going to live long. Woo, glory to God. Smile, sing, shout. Amen. Kick your foot. Do something, glory to God. Grab a root and growl. Amen. Growl at the devil. Praise God. Resist the devil, the Bible said, and he'll flee from you. Don't let this moment pass. Amen. You know, amen, sometimes it's just left up to you and God. Jacob sent the whole family across the river and stayed back there by himself. Amen. He said, I'm going to pray through if I pray through by myself. I'm going to stand for something if I have to stand alone. It'll be worth it to make it, to feel God one more time. To make it to glory. If they don't go, I'm going anyway. Amen. Here they was, clear out of hand. Amen. Wouldn't obey his commandments. Amen. Wearing all that jewelry. Praise God. One day he just got enough of it. Amen. Said, bring me all that jewelry. We're going to get rid of it once and for all. Amen. It brought him all them earrings and all that junk. Amen. And he buried it under a big oak tree. Vance Havner said if we did that in our churches, it'd take the national forest to have enough trees to bury it under. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. He got desperate. He meant business. Amen. Buried all that junk, all that adulterous stuff. Amen. All that stuff they'd drag out of those heathen countries. Buried it. Got rid of it. And Jacob said, I'm going to pray through. And you know what? He did. That angel tested him too. Said, "Let me go." And he could have said, "God told me to let him go, so I let him go." But he wouldn't let him go. You know what he said? "I will not let thee go until thou bless me." I've instructed folks to seek the Holy Ghost. Said, "I did. I tried. I didn't get it." So they quit. That ain't what Jesus said. He said, "Tarry until you be endued with power." Don't let it pass. Don't let it go. Don't let this opportunity, don't let the revival pass. Amen. Get in. Get in. Get in. Get in. Get in. Get a hold. Amen. "I will not let thee go." Praise God. That angel just about got away. He got away. Grab him. Pull him down again. Amen. That angel gave him a karate chop on his hip. Jacob dragged that leg the rest of his life. But he had to bless him. "I'd rather drag that leg. Have that blessing." Amen. People would cut away that part of the animal and wouldn't eat it because they thought about Jacob. Amen. Amen. That's where Dad got wounded when he wrestled with that angel. Hallelujah. But he got his name changed. Woo! It's worth it to limp a little bit if you get something from God. Praise God. Let's stand as they get ready to sing. Amen. Father, challenge our hearts to claim the promise one more time. Don't let this moment pass. Don't let this day fade away. Don't let the midnight hour come until we assure ourselves, amen, that God's still with us.